A small group organized by the Onondaga County Democratic Committee protested outside the Onondaga County Republican headquarters in Syracuse over Paul Ryan's 2015 federal budget proposal. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, area Democrats are upset about entitlement cuts, while Republicans insist balancing the budget is a good idea.
About 12 people showed up to protest Path to Prosperity, the Republican budget that cuts about $5 trillion of federal spending over the next 10 years. A bipartisan budget agreement, co-authored by House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan, was already signed into law at the end of last year that sets the spending levels for 2015. Tom Dady, chairman of the Onondaga County Republican Committee, says this new budget proposal is more to set the tone of the Republican Party moving forward.
The tenets of the Republican Party are fiscal responsibility, less taxation, less government, less spending. And the Paul Ryan blueprint gets us to that over the course of the next 10 years. And we can't continue to spend money that we don't have.
A balanced budget is something that Will Sudrith, the executive director of the Onondaga County Democratic Committee, can agree with. He says he just doesn't want it balanced on the backs of seniors and the middle class. Path to Prosperity repeals the Affordable Care Act and changes Medicare to offer seniors a lump sum for private insurance.
It also doesn't do any good for infrastructure building for Central New York or anywhere else. Another big issue that it touches on is Pell Grants and student loans. They're just getting more and more expensive.
Staff at the House Leadership Office say the House will vote on the Ryan budget tomorrow. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.